Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Oh, man. We're back in person, everybody.
Yep. And we're here. It's episode 265. Thank you, Matt.
Threw a five up for him, so he knew.
It's because I never truly know. I sometimes get it right.
The only reason I ever know is just because I edit the evens, you edit the odds. So I'm like, oh, I'm not editing this week. And last week I had 264, so 265. I got to do a little bit of math. Also, two episodes ago, we were doing the math of how many days or hours the podcast is.
And we went a long route about it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always do with that kind of shit. I like, there's a much easier way, but I just take a much stupider,
longer
way. I'm
not good at puzzle games either, because that's what my brain is just like. I guess that's how to explain being stupid to someone. Your brain is making the connections in the wrong way.
Yeah, and like,
you're still like getting down to it, but taking more, you're exerting more effort into figuring out a problem.
Somebody legitimately getting mad at us for being bad at math. It's like, I can't help it. It's like, I just don't know how to do it. Like, I can't.
We got the right answer.
I can't. We did.
Right?
We did get the right
just
answer.
Just went a little.
That's what matters, right? We got from A to B.
Exactly.
Maybe we went.
We
to
showed
C
our
D.
work. You know?
Yeah, we showed the work, exactly.
It's a little extra work, but it shows that we have more skills than just the one.
Apparently it was like just incredibly simple. I could have just divided like one number and then it would have been like,
yeah,
oh, yeah.
24.
Yeah, yeah. But I was like, okay, there's this many minutes in a day.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I did the same thing.
It's okay. It's like, I mean, I don't pretend to be smart.
Just took a nice little swig
of
water.
Yeah, nice swig of water. But I'm COVID free, or I'm COVID negative. I'm not contagious anymore. I still have some congestion, and you could probably hear it. And
but you're feeling good.
I feel all right.
You're feeling
on and off still.
Strong.
I still feel a little bit weak and a little bit.
You're feeling able.
I'm feeling able bodied for sure. Okay, I'm feeling like
there it is.
A little fatigue comes on and off, and then also you know, just the fucking cough. It's really bad at night sometimes. I'll be laying in bed and just, you know, like, sounds like I'm dying. But I'm not. I made it. And now, I mean, I got to be super immune from COVID now because I'm vaxxed. And this served as a booster shot. I have, like, you're supposed to get your booster shot, what do they say, like 6 months after?
Mm-hmm.
We got vaxxed in March and April.
Yeah.
So 6 months later, I got COVID right when the antibodies are wearing off. Now I got a super huge boost of antibodies that my body created. And now look at this, man. I can never get COVID again.
Ever.
Ever. I do feel good right now knowing that, like, most likely I'm probably safe for a while.
Yeah.
I could get COVID again, but
yeah.
Hopefully by the time I would be, like, antibodies are down enough, it's hopefully this shit will be much more in control. Could have
we'll
skipped to this point last year saying the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But there's no way this time next year we're going to be saying the same thing.
I think people did predict that this would go on to like 2022, 2023 area. Because it was such like a huge monumentous thing that happened. Like, I don't know. It was the first time in a long time where I got that feeling. You remember that feeling when school was canceled because of a snow day or something?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was just like everything's closed. Canceled. Everything's canceled nowadays.
For like 4 days, it was like, whoa. And then it was like, uh-oh.
And then it just got kind of tiring.
It's like, this is bad.
That's why I like, I did a lot this week. I went to like a show, the Porter Robinson show.
Yeah, you went twice.
Yeah, he begged me to show up, so I just kind of moseyed on down, and he gave me a front row seat.
You bailed on Kendrick for that too. He was pissed.
I did.
Yeah, so it seemed like you had a fun. You saw Toro y Moi too, mm-hmm. which I didn't know, and that I'm very jealous of that. I've always wanted. I love him. I got a poster of him last week.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Is he shirtless?
Yeah, he is.
Fuck.
I got a cool poster. So I ordered a bunch of posters for my place, and I should have known better than to get them on Redbubble because the print quality is fucking awful. But, you know, I'll use them as placeholders until I get better stuff for my walls. It's better than nothing. Part of me wants to just get, like, Carson Tucker has, like, a big-ass printer, like, really nice one. And he can print his own posters, like, super high quality. And I was like, oh, that'd be so cool. I could just, like, get whatever I want online, print it out, put it on the wall, and it's like, boom, legit poster quality. Dude, I'm such an idiot. I don't know how I did this, but I had a really big poster that was curled and I needed to flatten it. So I did the thing where I put a bunch of heavy shit on top for like 3 days. And I'm like, it's going to be good. Goodbye now, like 3-4 days. I put it the wrong way. So like I put the poster face down the wrong way. So I did nothing the whole so 4 days to like flatten it. I was like, I pulled it back up and immediately was like, whoop. And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm such an idiot. How did I do that?
Did you get it right eventually? Did you fix fix your mistake?
A little bit, yeah. I just kind of nailed it into the wall. I was like, eh, doesn't look very good. But, you know, COVID was a fun experience for me. It's nice to be back. First day really back in the office together. Got to picking up steam again to get back.
See, it's easy to survive, folks. Mm-hmm. I don't see what the big deal is. My buddy Matt here survived.
Yep. I did.
Just like the common cold.
My grandpa might have died from COVID last week, but
nope.
That's, mm-mm. Yeah.
Prove it.
Unrelated. My grandpa did die from COVID last week. Right after my grandma, too. I lost both my grandparents last month. And where were you, Ryan? You didn't send any roses to my door? You didn't send any chocolates or stuffed animals saying, I'm sorry?
Hey, well, like, I'm the one who flew all the way back to actually show up to the funeral. The maskless funeral. It was beautiful.
What if?
Except there was a mask on the corpse.
Right. I thought that was tasteless. Because it's like, come on, really? Like you got to put your political agenda onto my dead grandfather now. You know, they live streamed the funeral, and I was just wondering, like if I'm sitting there, just watching it, and then I just see you, like, in off the corner, like sitting there, just like with no mask
crying.
On, dabbing your eyes. You know, you have like your arm around one of my cousins or something. What the fuck? Bye, Jackson. I mean, that would have been an epic troll if he would have flown across the country and then driven 6 hours into the middle of nowhere to go to a funeral.
Would you have laughed?
Yeah. I was like, man, you know what? I should just get on Twitch and do a reaction stream.
Exactly.
To my grandmother's funeral. You know, like, that's, I think
Cheez-Its,
that's.
Cheez-Its, just like crunch on them in the mic.
All right. Can we get a hype train going?
Thank you, Rosie Tree, for the 300 bits.
Why am I from Boston now?
I don't know.
Yeah, but it really is true about, like, they were married for, like, 60-something years.
Prove it.
You didn't even let me say what I was going to say. It's true that, like, when one goes, the other one always goes right after. I wonder why that is.
Does it prove that they were married for 60-something years?
Well, I'm sure that I can find some kind of record in the South Carolina database.
I don't
something
see it.
Of my grandparents being married.
I don't see it.
I mean, I don't see it either, but I know that they were married for 60 years. I did find, actually, years ago, I found a VHS tape that was their 30-year anniversary, like, VHS tape.
Could have been actors.
Yes, it could have been. I wasn't alive yet, but I, you know, I watched it. Part of it for some reason, and it had awesome fucking effects. It was like
back, so it was edited.
It was, yeah, it was edited, but like back when very, very early effects, so like
very interesting.
There'd be a transition where it's like a dude throws a baseball and it like flies into the screen, and like a guy hits it back at the screen, and then like the video like is inside the ball. It's like really early, but really cool stuff. Because my grandma was a video editor, and she did it with all the my other grandma, not the one that just passed, the one that kicked it in 2005, but she was a video editor, and like the old type with like the film.
She gave it to you.
Yeah. That's where I got it
from. It's in your blood.
Little did
it's
she
literally
know.
Literally in your blood.
She passed that on to me so I could become Markiplier's editor.
Exactly.
I wish she could have stayed alive long enough to see me.
To see the Freddy Fazbear compilation?
Yeah. She would have been so proud of me.
Oh my God. luckily, you know, I have one grandparent left.
A month ago, I had two. Now I have zero. And I did not have a very close relationship with my grandparents. They lived a very isolated life by themselves. So I didn't really communicate with them that often in my life. I only saw them like maybe like 10, 15 times in my life, if that. So we weren't very close, but they were both very wonderful people, and they will be missed.
Well, I don't think that's for you to, well, Jesus will decide.
Well, yeah, Jesus ultimately decides if they're wonderful
people. Or God,
people.
Sorry.
Mm.
All these same things.
Yeah, one of the same. But, you know, yeah, rest in peace to the Watson grandma and grandpa. Thank you for, I'm sure that you guys are looking down and smiling on your grandson desecrating your name.
While the Joji R.I.P. remix plays.
R.I.P.
See, I was going to play that at the funeral.
I would die
the Trippy
for
Red
you.
Joji R.I.P. song. I was going to play the Trippy Red Joji song at their funeral, but they wouldn't let me. Which I thought was crass. Because I said, well, you know, you guys get to play your organ music.
Please
maybe
play
let
that at my funeral.
That would... I mean, you wouldn't be able. Okay,
you have to do an interpretive dance to it too.
If you pass
in white gloves,
if you passed, and I told your mom,
promise me this.
You know
now.
Your mom would let
promise
me do
me
it.
Promise me this now.
Okay, I have to do an interpretive dance in white gloves at your funeral,
dude. So many people like would just be like, "Why is he doing this? Why is he taking all the attention off of Ryan?"
And I'm not allowed
it's
to.
Like, most of like my like family or anybody would like listen to the podcast.
Do I have to do it in a way too where it's like clearly like I'm trying to put the attention on me?
Yeah.
So it doesn't even look like I'm trying to like memorialize you. It looks like I'm just trying to like get the spotlight on me for a
and
bit.
And like learn to move funeral. Really, really well. So it's like obviously there's one point where you're just like showing off.
It's like, all right, man. I do it like three
like,
times in a row.
Like five backflips in a row.
I do it three separate times throughout the funeral.
Like, oh. Like music just starts playing and you turn off all the lights except for like a spotlight. You get a buddy to like shine on you.
Like sunglasses on and
like you'll
put my diamond earrings in.
You'll pull curtains on like my picture so like the attention can go to you.
I just replace your picture with just a picture of me. Like a headshot.
Like, no, it's like a picture of you and it says memorializing Ryan Matt Watson.
But it's my picture. Yeah. Like, well, okay, here's the thing. You know for a fact, if I told your mom this is what you wanted, she would let me do it. You know she would let me do it.
Maybe.
You know she would, dude. She might at first be like, Matt.
Actually, no, I changed my mind.
I think she would.
I want you and everybody has to stay the whole time. And you have to play Donkey Kong Country until you beat it.
So some of you guys might have known this. Ryan and I, or myself and Ryan, had a Let's Play YouTube channel. And if you don't know what a Let's Play is, it's we used to play video games and make jokes over them for people to watch. Kind of like, you know, like football. You know, people watch sports and, you know, and people commentate. So... to memorialize Ryan, I'm going to be doing a full playthrough of Donkey Kong Country and Donkey Kong Country 2 and Billy Hatcher. Those were his favorite games. So I'll say a word. Now, imagine I'm sitting there like, oh, damn, dude. Dude, that looks like
God
ball.
Damn it. Like you get like actually you just get like really angry.
Wow. Looks like he's good at sucking cock. Like in like open cat. You're right there next to me. Open
you have
casket.
A little button that plays my laugh whenever you joke.
But there's only one audio clip of it, so it just keeps repeating.
And it cuts.
I wonder how I would be able to convince your mom to let me do. Well, actually, I wouldn't.
You just play she listens to the podcast. So.
That's true. Well, also, I feel like at the funeral, she wouldn't stop me if, you know, being your best friend, if I stood up at your funeral and I said, like, I interrupted, I'm like, I just wanted to say something as, you know, as his best friend. I wanted to say something. No one's gonna be like, sit down. You know, they're gonna let me say whatever it is.
Yeah.
So that's when I can be like, I just wanna say something. And then secretly have it coordinated where I'm like, hit it. And then the lights come down, it's doo 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 doo. And plays whatever music, the Trippy Red Joji song.
Oh,
sure.
It sounded like you're about to doo 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 doo.
My name is Cleveland Brown and I'm proud to be. You know, do that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Can't wait for your funeral, dude.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
I'm gonna listen back to this a year from now and be sobbing. Like,
a year from now.
Yeah.
That's more time than I thought.
Yeah. Well, not well, That doesn't mean you have more time. That just means a year from now, I will be,
oh,
whatever day it is, I'll be sobbing listening back to it.
God works in mysterious ways.
These YouTubers predicted their own death. Little is known about how psychics really pull off their extraordinary predictions.
Do they really have a connection to the other side? We may never know. But one thing is certain.
That Matthew and Ryan predicted something that could not have possibly have been predicted.
I love the idea of one of those channels leaving their bad takes and when they can clearly just cut them out so easy and redo it.
There's sometimes I'll watch like a game review channel that's like not GameSpot or IGN. It's like a more creator based, like
right,
person. And they'll leave, it'll be like, Ezio is the pinnacle of Assassin's Creed. And it's just like, oh, damn.
I love, we've done that before by accident.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We've gotten, like, our ad agency has emailed us and they're like, hey, you left a bad take into the MeUndies ad. And I'll listen back and be like, if you need new undies for the underwear season, it's going to be like, oh, shit. Because sometimes when you're like listening back, you just like skip right over that. Like, it just sounds normal because you're so used to hearing so many takes of it. That's good though. That's golden.
Golden
we actually,
brown.
You know, we did that in last year's the Christmas Eve sermon video.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part where you're like, now I and we just left it on purpose instead of cutting it out. So it's like there's a part where Ryan like stops and restarts and it's fully real. Man, I love that. I loved making that video. It was so long. People were like not expecting a fucking 45 minute.
It's also a very divisive video. Mm-hmm. Like, it's either.
I loved making either, that. It was all improv. We just sat down and pressed play on the camera and just went for 45 minutes. And then we just edited it and threw it up on Christmas Eve.
It's like either you love it or you hate it. That's what I remember after like that. Like, even during the live stream, people, it was like very like on or off.
Some people they didn't like the emergency weather alert. But I mean, take it up with the National Weather Service.
It's a vibe. The National Weather Alert Service.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
A straight up vibe.
You should make a noise album where you just sample the and then like chop it and screw it.
Wake up, sheeple.
Dude, you could make
Ryan McGoggles in his most ambitious project yet.
Welcome to my funeral.
Dude, fucking I really you know that if we die, you know, in the next few years, one of those YouTube channels is going to find some podcast clip and be like,
Channel Super Mega was known for their funny videos, but one of them predicted their own death.
And then play the clip from like the podcast. And it's like,
McGee was fatally struck by a hailstone on July 2nd, 2022.
That happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, it's a fucking heavy ass ball of ice.
He's struck by a hailstone.
That's probably not a bad way to go if it's big enough.
Because, oh, you're dying and your brain's like, well, your lights are going on and off in the cold. It probably sucks.
Hail's usually in the heat. It's in the summer usually, which is why it's so weird. It'll be hot outside and it's ice. And dying from hail, I feel like, okay, it could be horrible because I feel like it could hit you and then you're like, or it could hit you and just instantly lights out, you know? Which I feel like is what it's a fucking ball of ice, you know? And it's falling from miles high. So it's at terminal velocity.
I remember in South Carolina, it would just be hard. It would sound like little pebbles like hitting the windshield. Sometimes like it would just like a.
There'd like, be one big one. It'd be like.
Yep.
Hail's so cool. It hailed here once. I remember we were just like chilling at the Plex and we looked outside and there's fucking tons of hail pouring down. I've never seen
disgusting
big
hail.
I've only seen little, like the little pea-sized
little
ones.
Little hail.
I've seen the little tiny ones. And I like going outside and being like, whoa, catching it in your hands.
Yeah.
It's like, it's summertime. Why is there ice falling from the sky? Why does that happen? It's usually a sign of when there's a tornado coming. I know that. Hail is associated
with
tornadoes.
Matthew. You asked and I shall.
Yeah?
Yeah. Watch this. I'm going to figure it out. It's going to be epic. I mean, it's probably just because of the temperature up.
You know what it is? Probably
high.
Tornadoes are when cold air and hot air clash. So it's probably the cold air.
Oh shit!
It's so fast, like it that the ice freezes and then it falls before it has time to melt.
Hailstones are formed when raindrops are carried upward by thunderstorm updrafts into. Why didn't we have one recently? I wanted a hailstorm. We just had a pretty decently sized thunder and lightning storm in LA.
Dude, that was awesome. Too.
It was yeah.
Like I was so I was in my I was in my stew on my computer. And it was a little like overcast out, but I had my windows, like my curtains down, but mm-hmm. I could tell it was kind of overcast. And then I just heard like, and I was like, okay.
Some of the thunder was like really fucking like, I was like, damn.
I was like, what's that? But no in LA.
I don't think I've ever experienced in my at least 6 years of living here. I think that was the biggest thunderstorm I've experienced.
That one, it might've been a little heavier where you were because it wasn't.
I was around downtown LA.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't super heavy where I was.
Lightning
but
would stick to the sky for 3 to 5
dude,
full seconds.
I saw one bolt that like I was in my car and it was nighttime and it fucking just went across and split into two. It was so cool. And
I'm not talking about the biggest thunderstorm I've ever experienced. I'm talking just strictly LA.
I think the biggest one was a couple years ago in February. Remember when it rained for like a week straight? It was like a week long thunderstorm.
It was like 2 weeks.
Yeah. And yeah. That was crazy.
I was like, oh, this is great. We were working at the Grumps at mm-hmm. the time.
I remember. People didn't want to come in because it was like LA shuts down when it rains because
people drive like
fucking
how,
idiots.
People drive here when it rains, like in South Carolina when it snows.
Yeah. Which like the rest of the country, they drive through all that weather perfectly fine.
Well, it's just because I think in South Carolina, not too many people have winter tires.
No. And they also don't know what to do if you hit black ice or black eyes either. And like the lightning, I heard it and I was like, okay. Well, it's Los Angeles. That could just be a meth lab exploding down the street, yeah. You know, like, or gunshots. And then I heard it again. I was like, no. And I went and I checked the Los Angeles Doppler radar. And I was like, no fucking way. And I went on Twitter and I see thunder trending. And I was like,
yeah,
that's how I always confirm any type of weather or geological anomaly. If I think I felt an earthquake or I think I hear thunder, I go on Twitter and it's like my whole feed's like, so
it started raining. Like I was outside when it started like to like fall down. I was at like the Museum of Natural History and then bada boom, bada bing. I got to enjoy the thunder and lightning storm just driving like
that's
downtown.
The best. I opened up my windows and it was like overcast around like my little computer setup. And I just like watched the rain go down the windows. And so I turned down my lights. So nice. So peaceful. And like, it's just such a good, pleasant feeling. I think,
just miss it. I miss overcast weather. I miss rain.
I miss overcast.
There's something about being stuck in the same weather consistently. And I'm sure people who are stuck in like a cold, always raining type of location are like, I would love to visit California. Or
I'd
visit
take California
Florida
over
or wherever, visit Hawaii, wherever the fuck you want to see the sun. But like,
I'm not necessarily complaining because I would definitely take the, you know, sunny, no humidity every day over fucking like cold, wet, dark every day. But
yeah,
I do.
Humidity is the worst. I hate that shit. Like the minute you get off of a plane.
Oh yeah. When you like fly across the country and you get off the plane, it's like a fucking, the worst was when I got off the fucking plane in Bangkok. It was like stepped outside and I was like, oh my God, it was like 100 degrees.
Like you can feel the air. Like you're stepping into like, it's like your
lungs,
in a solution.
You feel it fill your lungs.
It's like you're in water, but you're not.
You're in
the thick air.
Well, you are in water. Like there's just a lot more water in the air than where you just were. So it's like you're in
an air
water.
Ocean, bro.
Essentially. Yeah. But I remember in South Carolina, I loved like getting caught in the rain and like when I went back in July, I would sit on the beach at night in a lawn chair and watch the thunderstorms. And all I wanted was like to come rain on me. But here, if like the rain touches me, I'm like, because you just know it's concentrated filth and smog and chemicals and piss and shit and fucking radioactive stuff and soot. Like it's so acidic. The rain here is like it touches you and you feel disgusted because it's like so much just concentrated just garbage. Where South Carolina, it would rain enough and there's the ocean and shit too. Yeah. So it's like, okay, it's still not, you know, rain's never clean, but it's like, it's better.
Remember learning about the water cycle.
You have a water cycle?
What?
That's awesome, dude. You drive it around town?
Yeah, dude.
Woo!
That's crazy. Yeah. That was epic.
That was epic too. You know what else is epic?
Batteries.
Oh God, here they go. Yeah, a sponsor break.
Bye. Well, we'll be back after the battery.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
I got jury duty.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Sucks to suck, bro.
But it was supposed to be today, and I postponed it.
Oh, shit.
Because I just, like, I was like,
do you eventually just have to serve it?
Yeah. You could, like, I was like, we got to get back to Super Mega Man. Like, we had to take so much time off from COVID. Like, I want to do jury duty.
Did it come in the mail?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, what if you just happened to just accidentally just not see it and throw it out?
That's, see, I don't know. I got it in the mail. It was like official jury summons in a yellow envelope. I was like, yep, I know what this is. And I got excited, honestly.
They make it very apparent. Just come in a, like a white
on the envelope. Outside, it says like jury summons.
Yeah.
And then you open it up and as you're like badge inside.
But how much they fuck up the mail here and like, it, like, I could see someone
they only
just
sent
not
one.
Getting it.
And also, it was, I only got it like 2 weeks before my summon date. But I just went on the website and I like signed up for my jury shit. And it was like, do you need to postpone? And I said, yes. And just show me a calendar. And I just chose March next year. And they're like, okay, you've been postponed. So now like some week in March in 2022, I have jury duty. So you guys can listen up on the podcast in March.
That means
when I'll spill all the tea.
Dude, you're going to have to deliberate.
I've always wanted to do jury duty. It sounds like my mom and I are both on the same page. We both love jury duty.
Are you going
to
be like that guy on like the jury, like in the jury, like when you're having the talk about like the case or whatever?
Like the guy's just like taking it too seriously. He's like, come on, man. We just want to go home.
No, you're like, no, like, hold on.
Like he
innocent until proven guilty.
He hit the dude with his car. Like the evidence, like, yeah, but you know, there's always two sides of the story. I know. And we heard his side of the story. But there might be more we don't know.
He said, I'm going to kill that bitch. Run her over.
Right, but, you know, sometimes people say things they don't mean.
He had multiple dash cams.
Here's the thing. I've always won jury duty because I just think it sounds fun. But I feel like I'm going to get some fucking case that's like, you hit my car and ran away, and then we found your license plate. So, and I'm going to just sit there for like 2 hours, but it's still going to take all week over some stupid shit.
But, like, aren't there cases that, like, there are cases where they don't need a jury. So, like, it has to be, like, something
that's
of
if,
interest.
That, yeah. If they take it, it's, you know, it's if they always decide if they want to go to a jury trial. If they, like, let's take this to trial. That's when you get the jury. I would do anything to be on Chris Chan's jury. I wouldn't be able to for conflict of interest, but.
Yeah.
God, you know, those they're going to be in for a rude awakening, like a surprise. Those, it's going to be like 60-year-old like people from fucking Rutgersville, Virginia. And they're going to be like, all right, I got jury duty. Let's see what kind of shoplifting thing happened. Oh, my God. And they're going to have to go through so goddamn much evidence.
Yeah.
They're going to have to watch the Geno documentary. I wonder.
Maybe it'll be even simpler than that. I'm sure courts get like kind of insane people all the time that go through there that like say the darndest things. Right. But this is a big case. I would definitely say like people are going to be surprised, but I wonder if it will catch on as much. Because like I wonder if the general public is as interested
Chris is like known around the area, like well known.
So like, it would be an unfair jury then. Be a rigged jury.
Basically, dude, you know what I'm gonna do? Just to piss everyone off, no matter what the conclusion is, I'm gonna dissent. So it has to be a hung jury and go to a retrial. Just like it's clear the guy's like everyone's like, yeah, he's guilty, and like they're about to turn it. I'm like, actually,
no, he's
not guilty.
No, he's innocent.
this guy is innocent. I'm like, actually, I don't think he is.
I just don't trust him. I don't trust him. What does that mean? You don't trust him?
I just don't.
Yeah, you just stick with
it. So in that case, though, don't they have to just throw it out and do a retrial?
I don't know.
Right?
I mean, doesn't the jury has to come?
They have to be unanimous.
Yeah.
So if like one person is saying no, then they have to have a unanimous decision.
So like how many cases have been decided by like just some asshole that wears down everyone because he's a sociopath?
I don't think a lot. That's why deliberations go on for so long, because like when deliberations keep going on and on, it's because they can't agree or they keep wanting to look at evidence.
And they eventually just get tired out and agree on something to end it.
Like,
which is that how you want a case to be like decided at the same time?
What's weird is
it's weird.
I don't know. I could go and then end up being in some fucking multi-month long case every day and then just be like, all right, bye, Ryan. And then every single day just be fucking sitting in court over some stupid shit. Just depends. All right, guys, can we just say he's guilty so we can get this over with?
Caitlyn Jenner runs over another family.
Yeah, I would love to be on that jury. That'd be pretty sweet.
Sorry.
I mean, that sounds good enough to me, guys.
Shocks to shock.
I just want
to
go home, guys. She said sorry. Can we just call it a day here?
Yeah, you know.
Guys, can you just please?
Like, I really can't right now.
Guys, she said she really can't right now. I mean, I don't want to be here. If they comp you, I'll get a nice $12 a day or some shit.
Okay. You're earning a living, finally.
Also, it's great that the courthouse I was assigned to is incredibly far away from where I live. So I have to be there at like 7 a.m. Okay. every morning. I'm really excited, though.
Because you live in Valencia.
I'm really excited, though. I kind of bummed I pushed it all the way to March. But I was like, holiday season, way too busy with Super Mega and everything. And I'll just 6 months from now. So you guys can listen. I'll make sure I after every day I'll come back and I'll make sure I report on, I just don't understand the rules. So I come back and everything, I just say it all on the podcast. Like, yeah. So in the case that I'm a part of right now, just talk about all the evidence.
That's one way they get kicked out, you know, to not have to do jury duty.
I'm pretty sure I would get in legal trouble for that too.
So
would they just,
it'd be funny.
Like, would they be like, you're suspended? I'm like, oh, damn, you know, would they have to throw the trial out though?
Can you just like in the middle of the trial just be like, damn, that sucks.
I'm just going to keep making loud noises while I'm sitting there in the jury. Just like,
like blow your nose.
Yeah, some people blow their nose like so goddamn loud. Okay. Anyway, so my client. My client, as you can see. There was clear alibi, right? And the prosecution would the prosecution would like you to believe that, you know, my client it,
oh,
sir, do you need to step out? They could fucking Bruno, when Bruno gets like the extra role,
yep,
on that show, The Medium. And Bruno's yeah, like, pulls out a cigarette and starts smoking it.
Bruno's so fucking
That's such
good.
A good movie. I well, okay, so I read that scene where Bruno is like in the like jury, and like act, like ruining all the shots.
That's all like scripted, right?
So the like production company was work like
was it just like pranking one of the actors?
The producers knew were in on it. Okay. But I don't think anyone else was. I think maybe the main actor might have been, but everyone okay, else wasn't.
So like so, the crew's like, what is
Yeah, the crew's like and it's just like lights up a cigarette, it's like, cut. And they're like, Can you and then it's like the overreacting, like yeah. The best part is that Bruno cuts off, they're like, cut, could you do that again?
It's gotta be so like how I could not help myself to laugh in those situations. Like how Nathan Fielder pulls off the best, like straight beat. Every now and then you can see something really kind of like jars him or like surprises him.
I watched
him.
One the other night where I saw it caught him off guard, where he convinced the guy to legally change his name to Michael Richards. And he's like, $1,000. He's like, that just seems a little low. And he's like, well, what would be suitable? And he's like, honestly, anything over 1,000, I'm happy. And he's like, so what about 1,001? And he's like, yeah, okay. And he's like, great. So for $1,001, you'll change your name to Michael Richards? He's like, sure, sure. And like, you could see he's like taken aback by it. He's like, okay.
Oh. They're so great. They're the greats, dude.
Yeah.
Michael Richards.
I think that what keeps you, I think it's the adrenaline.
Cosmo Kramer.
It's like you're performing on stage. It's the adrenaline. You got to keep character. Also, I wonder if that guy's name is still Michael Richards. I wonder if he ever got it changed back or if he just kept it as Michael Richards.
Let's find out.
Basically, Nathan for you, he was trying to make it look like Michael Richards came and left a $10,000 tip to give like a restaurant some publicity.
So we hired a Kramer impersonator.
Yeah.
So he had to teach him not to be Kramer, but to act like Michael Richards.
And then he realized like, well, like they always show the receipt, so it really had to be from someone named Michael Richards. So he had a guy legally change his name to Michael Richards and then open a bank account to put the $10,000 in. I like when he's on the phone trying to get people to do it. And he's like,
did he
no.
say that was a good meal? What does he say?
I don't think he says. I think he just walks
does he not
out.
Say anything?
No.
I feel like he said something.
I'll have the veggie melt.
Maybe it's
that was Kramer. But I like that he's like talking to people on the phone, trying to get people to like, he's like, just people named Michael Richards. And he's like, no, that's so you're basically asking me if I could send you $10,000 and then you'll send it back to me. Yeah. No. Like, because like the way he explains it just sounds like the biggest scam.
Of course. Oh, it is a scam, but it's a hilarious
it's not,
scam.
I wouldn't say it's a scam. I'd say it's like
an art project.
It's a heist, you know, like dumb Starbucks. It's an art project. And the guy's like, well, what if you get sick? And he's like, well, that's part of the artistic experience because there's no like safety regulations.
I still can't believe they got the person to make the poop ice cream.
Very first episode. That's such a good show. It's coming up on being 10 years old.
I kind of like that. It's unfortunate that it's no more, but I think that's what I like when things are ended before mm-hmm. like it's just running on or whatever. And I never felt like it even was close to that. You know, I yeah. felt like there was a lot more they could
there
have
There could have
done.
Been at least 2 more seasons, 3 more seasons. I think that like when I watch it, I always get kind of bummed out because I'll find myself just scrolling through each episode, like wanting to watch Nathan for You so bad. But I'm like, I've seen these ones so many times yeah. already.
It's never like the first time. The no. first time is like always the best.
I watched a bunch of episodes. I watched like 10 or 12.
I started watching Seinfeld recently.
Oh, speaking of
that's something
Kramer.
That I started. And like, I've never seen a single episode. And the thing that I like about it is that it's like watching a play. Like old sitcoms, I never thought about it like that, but it is just a play. You have the audience there.
Yeah.
They have to remember their lines and they're rehearsing and it's all very kind of performative and showy.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like that aspect. It's really charming. Because like I'm used to that style of humor, but in the Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of realm.
Yeah.
Because it's very just kind of handheld camera and not cinematic, I guess. But not sitcom.
Yeah, it's more like doesn't feel like it's necessarily on like a sound stage with an audience.
Yeah.
I didn't know Big Bang Theory is legit in front of a live audience.
Yeah.
I thought that they always added the laughter.
I went to that stage when I came here and did a tour back in like 2012 or some shit like that.
So if they mess up their lines, they just like take it back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fascinating. Fascinating. Because I always thought that they just had to like put the pause in for laughter when they say a joke. I mean, like everyone has to wait a second and then continue.
They do that for Disney Channel shit where they just add like a canned, like any show with canned laughter will just, that's why it's so kind of awkward.
That's a good term. Canned laughter. It's going to be my next album name.
Canned laughter.
That's a good name. I like it. What's the name that you and I came up with yesterday for like an indie
band?
That's
going
to be
my clothing brand line.
Don't, no, please. Come on. Don't do that, man.
Dude, you already have your shit. I gotta have something.
You have the Ryan McGoggles clothing line, dude.
Bro, let me have this.
I'm the one that just said it was a good idea.
This is, it's my idea now.
Fuck. Which, that's how it legally worked.
It's my idea.
Well, your honor.
You said it's his idea now. What? What do you want me to do? You mean a narc? Come on. Busting my balls here. Case dismissed.
We came up with a name yesterday for like an alt indie band, the Limp Wrists.
The Limp Wrists. Oh yeah.
Yeah. We got to do that. That type of music's really easy to make. You can also just find like a million up for grabs tracks just to sing over.
The Limp Wrists performing in Chapin, South Carolina.
Go over great, I'm sure. Hey guys, we're the Limp Wrists and
in Eastley, South Carolina.
Where I have so much family history. Eastley, South Carolina.
Yeah.
My dad went to high school.
That's where Clemson is.
His sisters went to high school.
Clemson rocks a wonderful, hold up one second. I gotta pull it up before I...
They're talking about my college.
Well, I'm talking about...
Okay. People get excited whenever we bring up Clemson.
Yeah, they do.
They're like, that's my college.
Yes.
Fuck the Gamecocks.
76% white.
And you have a problem with that, Ryan?
6% black or African American.
It's that low?
Hispanic. Yeah.
Damn.
And then it's like 3.44% two or more races.
I knew that it was low. I didn't know it was
2.4% Asian.
Wow. God dang. USC's got a lot higher.
It's just because the whites really love the backwoods.
The backwoods, yeah. I don't know when the next time I'll be going to the backwoods is anymore.
No?
I mean, don't have grandparents anymore.
Oh, the backwoods. Yeah.
Like middle of nowhere, upstate South Carolina was where they lived. And like middle of nowhere, like super, super just rural. So they lived in a little trailer out there. And I don't know when I'll ever go back there again. So RIP, man.
You never saw them to begin with.
It's not true. I said I saw them at least 10 times.
At least 10 times.
Yeah. As they got older.
10 to 15.
Yeah. As they got older, they just, you know, kind of got more isolated and just kept to themselves and lived their little lives in their trailer. And I don't think they ever even knew what Super Mega was.
Good. That's for the best.
Yeah.
My grandmother knows like of what I do. She's never gonna watch my stuff.
She doesn't
know how to, and I think it would be best for her to never see it.
Yeah, and well, my grandparents have never even used a computer. They don't have Wi-Fi. They never, you know,
yeah.
They only had a landline. That's it. And they had cable and that's it. So they wouldn't go out and see movies. They wouldn't, you know, they go for the walk around Walmart every day.
Boring.
And if they saw Super Mega, I don't even know what they'd make it. Because first of all, they were insanely religious their whole lives. My grandpa said he never drank alcohol once.
Damn. See, like I do have just kind of like a history in terms of Walmart for like a span of like a few years when I was younger. My grandmother, like I would spend the night at my Oma and Dodo's house.
That's when that Dodo juice?
Yeah. Have some Dodo juice. And then I'd have Oma's rice. You know, it was like a big birthday like thing. I'd have Oma's rice, which is my favorite fucking meal. I'd be in this room where like there are a bunch of old kind of like knickknacks and shit collected from overseas back where they lived before moving to America. And it was just like so cool. There was like a big like pirate ship kind of thing that now I think my mom has at her place. And I remember we'd get up in the morning pretty early, and for a birthday treat, my grandmother would take me to Walmart and I could buy a reasonably priced toy.
Ooh, that was always so exciting.
Or she would buy one.
Like going to like Walmart.
Going to the toy aisle and just being like, could I get away with getting this? Can I? Because sometimes you know you're going to Walmart and your parents are just like, I just need to go. Like how we go to Walmart now is like, we just need to go. Well, we don't. I'd never go to Walmart. But I guess how we would go to Ralph's, like, I need milk or I need something. I need something right now.
Yeah, I don't really want to spend a whole lot of time in the store. Sometimes it's nice to just walk around a Target or a Walmart.
Yeah.
Like, and just look at everything.
Like the mall, like Americana area. That's, I like walking around like where it's, there's a lot of different stores or whatever.
You know what's really nice? If I'm bored, I'll just put on my headphones and I'll just walk around Target for like 3 hours and just like, be like, I'm sure there's stuff that I need that yeah. I never think about I need. So I'll just go down each aisle and just look at it and be like, oh, yeah, okay.
This would be interesting to have.
Yeah.
My place needs to smell a little better, I guess.
It's like stuff that like I always are like, oh, shit, I need to get that. But I never write it down or remember. So then when I go through, I'm like, oh, yes, I do need trash bags that size.
Yeah.
Oh, I do need more paper towels. I have so many paper towels in my house right now. I set up an Amazon subscription for paper towels. Massively overestimated how much I would be using paper towels.
But that's good.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Paper towels for... You're hoarding paper towels?
I got a bunch in my pantry.
Dude, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to put it on Twitter and I'm going to cancel you. Dude. People need those paper towels.
Well, okay, well...
There's no longer a shortage of paper towels. At least where I... In like Ralph's and
Bonds.
When
I say a lot, I
mean
it's like 15, 14 rolls. So it's not like... an excessive amount of paper towels. I'll go through that in a couple months.
Donate them.
Oh, I mean, I don't need to donate them. I already opened them. Some of them.
I'll give them the Goodwill. Throw them in the basket.
Just opened paper towels. Like just rolls of paper towels that have already been like half used. So they're like only half big.
Yep.
So when I go
someone
to the
will
bin,
use them.
I don't know. I feel like they'd have to throw that away. If like I threw just like toilet paper and paper
then
towels.
Then it gets donated to the garbage.
Exactly. Donated to Mother Nature. to the recycling. I wonder how much like recycling just gets ignored. Like you sort it and stuff and then there's just throw it all on the same shit. I'm sure a good amount of it does. Also, like I wonder how much recycling they have to throw out because of like one little thing where it's like they have a huge load and it's like, oh, there's some fast food in here. We got to dump the whole load.
Yeah. Cause they don't have time to fuck.
I wonder how picky they are with it. And also I've asked this before. I don't know if it's worse to throw away recycling or to put trash in the recycling. Is it worse to put recycling in the trash or to put trash in the recycling? Catch my drift?
That is an interesting quandary. Because I've always wondered. Here's some more ad reads. Matt just went and harassed a homeless man outside of our house.
Yes, I did.
He's throwing sticks and stones, so.
Granted, he couldn't help it because of, you know, his mental illnesses and drug problems. But it was funny when I pants him and tabletop him.
Oh, yeah.
That teamwork. Don't say I was the only one harassing him. Table topping takes two. Come on.
But like,
who's the one that pushed?
I don't want to put us too much because we did do that to the old man at the Americana. He came by our table and we were hanging out. Matt and I went and hung out. We got some Din Tai Fung with Epic Tess.
Mm-hmm.
And this old man came up to us and he was like
high ass shorts, high white yep, socks,
like all blue too, like blue shorts, blue socks with like a fanny pack. Sweet old man.
I hope you guys have a good day. And we're like, thanks. And he starts walking away and he stops and turns around and he goes, you guys got time for a quick joke?
Yep. And then he pulled out the chair.
Yeah. And then he sat down at the table and I was like, uh-oh. And then he told us a joke that I guess I got the joke, but we were all like,
yep,
that's awesome.
And he was having a good time.
Yeah, he had a good time.
He was smiling. And then he left. And as he was leaving, Matt pantsed him and then he pushed him and I bent down in front of him and, you know, so.
Cracked his teeth right on the fucking curb.
It's so funny.
He never seen an old man cry like that.
I know.
It was almost made me feel bad, but.
Like I've never, like a grown man crying in pain is like something I haven't seen in a good long while.
No, not since your mom, you know.
Yeah.
Your dad. But like, yeah, no, I almost felt bad for him, but. I don't know. When I looked and then just saw his underwear was down too. Like the pantsing was, I didn't expect to get the underwear too. So the fact that his little twig and berries was out.
Yep.
I couldn't stop laughing at that. Yeah.
He's smoking a pancake, cigar and a waffle.
Ew. What? I hate the thought of cigar and waffle together.
Like, cigar with food is just gross.
It's a gold member reference.
I love gold.
I hope Austin Powers, I literally meant to say Mike Myers. I hope Mike Myers is doing well these days.
I think he's just chilling now.
Just chilling, cashed in those Dr. Evil Austin Powers checks.
Greatest role was in Inglourious Bastards.
I forgot. Honestly, dude, I think that he is just set for life. Shrek, Austin Powers.
Shrek being the big one. Austin Powers helped, and then Shrek, I think, just skyrocketed his bank account to the moon, baby, to the moon.
I mean, fucking, like, you know, he invests in Dogecoin.
Oh, of course.
He's a Dogecoin billionaire.
Little known fact about Mike Myers, actually.
He's really big into Dogecoin. Also, yeah. I wanted to surprise you, but I can't keep it secret. I got a guest for next week.
A guest for the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, for this podcast?
Next week.
Okay. Who is it?
That's Cap. Doge?
Elon Musk.
Holy, he's coming on next
shit,
week.
Shit, dude. I loved him in his SNL appearance.
I know, dude. Okay. I don't know how I somehow did it. I reached out to him. I figured it was a shit shot, and he just said yes.
That is Cap.
He's excited. He's really excited. He loves our videos. I had no idea he even watches us. So next week, ladies and gentlemen.
We can give him some merch so we can start wearing it around.
Okay. He can ditch his little blazer. No, he'd still wear the blazer. He could just put the
like just Kawhi Mega
underneath it. Yeah. Speaking of which, we're doing reprints of the old stuff, and God, it looks fucking good.
Yeah,
I saw the mock-ups, or not the mock-ups, but I saw the first run of the new Kawhi Mega and thank you shirts.
Our
the fucking print quality is like,
our merch boy sent us a lot of very awesome videos and pictures. Ooh, of his cock and balls, but also of the merch.
Yeah, that I was only expecting the cock and balls, but the goddamn, dude, it's fucking, it looks so good. I'm so excited. Like, the print quality is, like, unreal compared to past merch runs.
Not
it's, like,
mention,
you can, like, look at it under a microscope and see those smooth edges.
There's the book, you know, coming
out.
The
book.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's coming sooner than people think.
Yeah.
People might.
But
yeah, I don't want to. I'm not going to say anything.
Just keep your eyes and your ears peeled.
Definitely keep those eyes peeled.
Definitely keep those ears peeled.
Hey, man. It always bothers
keep
me.
Keep those lips peeled.
Keep those lips cracked and chapped. Hey, man, keep your lips chapped.
I love the lipstick design. Oh, that's blood.
Dude, chapped lips are fucking... like, have you ever just, like, seen... Okay, do you remember... Do you know people that took Accutane?
No.
It's like a extreme acne medication.
I would never hang out with someone who would take it, so...
I would also never hang out with someone that has acne, but the people that would take it would it's because they'd be like, oh, I want to hang out with them, but I have acne. So they take Accutane, but Accutane dries out your face to such an extreme degree.
We're
that,
so awful when we're young, dude. When we treat people like it's the acne shit where it's like, oh, they have acne. So it's like,
yeah, dude, what the fuck? Like that's the stupidest fuck. It's like, yeah,
little fucking monsters we are.
Dude, middle schoolers and high schoolers are fucking evil.
Yeah,
they are, dude.
It's like, they're like the most evil creatures on this planet.
Wait until they realize that acne is not just a thing you have as a teenager, and you'll still get it in your 30s and 40s.
Do you feel like they're still as horrifying as they were before? Do you think they're even more horrifying?
Dude. I think they're worse because of the internet.
Fuck, man.
I think those kids, because now they're more desensitized.
Heartless monsters.
Yeah, dude. But Accutane dries your lips out. Like, I had a couple friends that used it, and like it makes your lips like it makes your acne fucking, you're done. No more acne.
I remember.
But you have a couple months where your skin is like so
dry.
You could see it like all over your face.
That's how it works. I think I like in high school or college, maybe I was like using some like proactive cream or whatever on my face. And then like when I started using it, my whole like face was like super dry, and I first started using it, I'd look in the mirror and I'd see kind of like the dry skin. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how it gets, because acne fucking, it's because you have too much oil. So the medicine's like, all right, well, let's reverse it, but extremely reverse it.
I think sometimes I could feel my face hurt because of how dry it was.
Accutane was for like that level of acne.
No.
I had two friends.
God.
I had two friends.
That's embarrassing.
Right? I knew one.
Imagine that and being bald.
Oh my dude, that's the fucking, I couldn't.
I being fat.
dude.
Yeah. Just like body shaming, just like for
someone
no
out
reason.
There right now that's like, I mean, I know he was joking, but just looks in the mirror and he's like, but I mean, dude, acne, who fucking cares if you have acne? Everyone gets acne.
Yeah.
You can't help it. It's genetics.
My ass looks it's like a Pop-Tart.
It's not going to define you as an adult. Unless you have acne as an adult, then it will define you as an adult.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Pop-Tart ass in my friend group.
Yeah.
That's what they call
for
me.
For several reasons. Yeah.
Well, I'm legit. Well, it's frosted Pop-Tart to the boys.
I don't get acne anymore. Like, legit, I just stopped, like, just drinking milk, and then I stopped getting acne. At least for me. Obviously, it's different for everyone, but when I drink, why are you making that face? As if I just have, I'm so oblivious, like, I'm just literally, like, pizza face. Like, what? I don't get acne? No, I
was doing the binocular shit to Matt.
I used to get a lot of acne. And now, like I told you, like if I eat a bowl of cereal or have some milk and Oreos, then the same week I'll break out.
Okay.
It's always the same place too.
Hey, Matt, I have a question for
it's
you.
It's always actually. Right here.
I have a question.
What?
What's the most you've ever lost on a coin toss?
I don't know.
Call it.
What?
Call it.
Heads.
You're a lucky man today. It actually was tails, so I was gonna shoot you like this.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.